Blog Talk Radio.
Demented Dungeons and Dragons disclaimer. Asterisk legal notice asterisk. This podcast is for educational and / or entertainment purposes only. Our opinions and religious beliefs are our own. Most of this is all hearsay evidence and is not admissible in court. Our first-hand knowledge is your hearsay evidence and you should always go and do your own homework. We are not necessarily encouraging you to overthrow any terroristic tyrannical de facto governments, medical establishments, fast food franchises, any religious or non-religious 501c3s or anything of that matter. We do encourage you not to feed the beast, we do encourage you to love your neighbor, your community, and your homeland. We do encourage you to do what is right, when it is right, because it is right. We do encourage you to protect your de jure government, your sovereignty, your freedoms, and your liberty, and those same freedoms and liberties for your neighbor, your community, your people, and your homeland. The Lord gave you free will, please use it wisely. Pray it forward, pray for others as you would like them to pray for you. Love others as you would want them to love you. Please read 1 Corinthians 13. We practice God's medicine, not man's medicines. Any nutritional statements heard on this podcast is just our research and / or experience. Most of them may not be accepted by the FDA. Under the New World Order rules, regulations, standards, codes, and guidelines, we are not allowed to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases. But we cannot cure you, nor can your doctor, only you can heal yourself. Disease is a result of a nutritional deficient environment. Feed your body right, and your body will cure itself. Man and / or other animals, we are not man animals. This podcast is not made for animals, this podcast is only for certain humans made in God's image, endowed by God with certain inalienable rights. If you are an animal, this podcast isn't necessarily for you, please tell your human about us.
Man or other animals. That might confuse some people. Basically, Google man and or other animals. Basically, the FDA thinks for animals. And if you evolved from apes, then maybe you are an animal, but some of us are not. So that's basically what that's all about. So, welcome to the Free Food and Medicine portion of the Manic Monday podcast. I got to look at Facebook to get the details of what today's topic is about. I got 50 gazillion things going on right now. Here, David, this fork, I guess.
Don't seal it up, though.
Okay. Anyhow,
I'm about to learn something.
Well, not necessarily. I don't have the specifics, but basically the French declared that there was two pharmaceuticals that knocked out the COVID-19 within like 5 days, 3 to 5 days. Now, I'm not going to debate whether or not COVID-19 is actually real or not, whether it's man-made or not, but we're going to talk about free food and medicine that might help. Okay. I have to go. Where's my phone? Here it is. I'm on my Bluetooth. Like I said, forgive me. I got a gazillion things going on, and I'm supposed to be leaving town already. Okay, so Facebook. I posted this on our Free Food and Medicine Facebook group. Oh, I got something else that's waiting to load. Let me go to my other phone.
You're tittering.
Huh? Okay, hang on.
Probably the wind.
I got a lot of wind. I got my Bluetooth on, so noise cancels. All right, free Food and Medicine Facebook. All right. I've been posting a lot of stuff on Facebook, so. Okay.
Oh my God!
Here we go.
Tim now.
Okay. Where's my pics? I thought I had pictures here. All right. Well, anyways, there's this audio. Maybe I posted it before the audio. No. Okay.
Very important is the antibiotics that cure COVID.
Antibiotics that supposedly cure COVID-19 from the French study.
So let's get right to the point. The French study that President Trump talked about today.
I guess Trump talked about it.
These two antibiotics have eliminated COVID-19 from the bloodstream in a small number of patients in the study. But every patient that used them had a complete elimination of coronavirus. So these are the two antibiotics. This information
okay.
Save a life.
Hydro.
Last post, it was backwards with the Facebook camera. The first one is hydroxychloroquine sulfate.
Hydroxychloroquine sulfate.
3 times a day.
And a Z-Pak. That's the short version of the long version. So hydroxychlorosomething sulfate. I forgot what it was. And basically, they're antibiotics, okay? So, what are natural antibiotics? And that's what we're going to talk about today.
Right.
Cold and flu.
I bet you there's a listen to that.
Huh? There is. I'm looking at her now. I posted it on Facebook as well. You got the book in front of you?
I just picked it up.
All right. It is on page... Oops, where'd it go? Okay, I didn't get the page numbers. So we're going to look up in the book antibiotics and
Page 419.
Yeah. Antibiotics and inflammation because... These two pharmaceuticals are basically anti-inflammatories, and they're also antibiotics.
So, and there's antihistamines.
We can look that up too.
We're looking for antiviral.
Well, we already looked up antiviral stuff.
Did we?
Yes. That was a podcast probably a month or two ago when we first started talking about the corona and stuff. Oh, this one loaded already, so let's go ahead and finish that advertisement. I've been doing a lot of advertising on Facebook lately, including but not limited to...
It was under viruses.
Including but not limited to advertising the thieves oil. I just made up approximately 40 ounces of thieves oil. My oregano, no, not my oregano. My clove oil is on back order, so I can only make so much. But I got 40 ounces because I had the ingredients. I had enough clove on hand to make 40 ounces. And luckily, they shipped me my my cinnamon. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to make that much even because I ran out of cinnamon also. But I got cinnamon in, so... With that, my oregano, not oregano, clove oil and all that stuff, I was able to make about 40, 45 ounces of thieves oil. So if anybody needs any thieves oil, go to daviddavidanddavid.com and you'll get the phone number. You can order some thieves oil from us. So go ahead and read that list while I get finished packing and getting ready to go on the road, and we'll go from there.
I assume this thieves oil that appeared mysteriously on my shelf goes to Jazz. Are you there? Pinquefoil? Foil?
I'm sorry, well, I called back into Blog Talk Radio, too, because I lost signal, and I'm connecting us to both podcasts. Okay, I'm back.
Okay, so I'm the word behind cedar. I can't pronounce it properly. I'm going to spell it out. CINQUEFOIL.
Okay.
So I would guess cinquefoil or cinquefoil or cinquefoil. Foil. I'm sorry. Yeah, say that five times fast.
Right.
Anyway, clove, chamomile.
Clove, that's in peace oil. Go ahead.
Yep. Chaparral. Corn, as in maize. Corn is an antibiotic. So eat your corn. Eat your fresh corn.
Yeah, not the high fructose corn.
Eat your fresh corn, non-GMO corn.
Oh, yeah, definitely non-GMO.
Cup plant. I've never heard of cup plant. I'll have to look that one up, too. Dandelion seed. And then he has a blank space before he has the second comma. So between dandelion and elderberry, there's a plant that got removed.
Oh, okay.
So elderberry, eucalyptus. Yeah, talking about elderberry, I'm half done with my tincture.
Well, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more left.
Well, yep. It got me through the cold and flu season last winter, so I probably only need a pint and not a quart.
That's okay.
All right, eucalyptus.
I've got some in my big truck. I'll give you.
Eucalyptus. Well, no, I don't need any more this year, basically. I mean, you know, what's left is, you know, just the touch-ups.
So oh, okay.
Through the rest of the year. So eucalyptus would be, is that another one in thieves oil?
Yes.
Garlic mustard, ginger.
We got a ton of garlic.
Giant bird's nest.
Interesting. So you want to go out and eat your local bird nest?
Yeah, no, I'm sure there's a plan.
Well, you know, birds do make their nests out of plants.
Grapes. Grapes are antibiotic.
Okay.
Ground ivy.
Ground ivy.
Teal. Hey, here's your favorite. Honey locust.
Oh, God. Hey, there you go.
Folks, I love honey locusts. Can't stand the thorns. But I'll pick the beans while the seeds inside are still green. They are sweeter. They're as sweet as sweet peas, but they're a bean. They're a bean about the size of a lima bean. And they're as sweet as sweet peas. All right? But you got to get them when they're green. Once they've hardened up, oh, man, you'll need a grinder and turn them into coffee or something. But honey locust, probably what they're talking about is the quote-unquote honey, which is the green slime that you'll find around the seeds inside the pod, all right? And basically they're saying honey locust is antibiotic. I know you dinged in.
Yeah, I had to call back into Blog Talk Radio again. Apparently, maybe somebody doesn't want us to be talking about this because I keep losing signal. I always lose signal when I'm on the podcast, it seems like.
Right, and the phone he's using always works very well in this area otherwise.
Yeah.
Funny thing is, I'm using the same phone, so I wonder why they haven't cut me off.
Oh, no, this is my T-Mobile phone. But my T-Mobile phone is in the pickup truck. And I'm on my Bluetooth, so it's got signal. As long as I don't go into containers, I got signal. but I don't know. For some reason, I keep getting disconnected. Carry on.
Okay, so I left off at horseradish when you went blip.
Okay.
So I kind of put us in hold and talked about COVID while I was waiting for you to come back. All right, so hyssop. Jasmine. I love jasmine. I love the scent of jasmine. So, but it's an antibiotic. Probably you need to do more than smell it, though, to have the antibiotic effect. So I'd look that up and see what you need to do with it. Okay, juniper. Lemon. Lemon is an antiviral. Hey, wait a minute. What kind of oil do you put in the thieves oil?
Lemon oil. Lemon and clove are the two main ingredients, and then cinnamon, and then eucalyptus, and then rosemary.
There you go.
And I got the recipe at oilsoftheearth.com if you want to make your own. Carry on.
Right. So wild licorice, lomatium. Obviously, I'm not familiar with it. I couldn't pronounce it right the first time. Lovage, moringa. What else does moringa do? We read about it in several other things, didn't we?
Do what?
Moringa. We read about it in several other things.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
And here's Kano's favorite headache medicine. Mugwort.
Mugwort. Yeah, it smells like marijuana.
Does it?
Well, if you burn the herb, it actually smells like marijuana. That's how I used to evacuate the kids out of the house whenever they wouldn't get out of the house. Seriously. They're like, ah, it smells like weed in here.
Smoke again. We gotta get out of here.
Out the door they went. So if you want the kids to get out of the house and go play, burn some mugwort. They'll be like, ah! Unless they like the smell.
Well, that kind of depends. I mean, you know, if they're potheads, it might make them stay.
Yeah, I hear you.
And that'd be the way to find out.
To that, well, maybe. But it smells good. But anyway, yeah, that was how I got them out of the house. So.
Yeah, but you like skunk oil.
This is true.
And I'd probably like mugwort also because I like skunk oil. All right, myrrh. Myrrh is an antibiotic. As a matter of fact, I didn't see it listed here, but frankincense, myrrh, and gold are all antiviral and antibiotics. And those
you said
are
gold?
The three gifts that were given to you. Yeah, frankincense, myrrh, and gold. Those were the gifts given to Christ.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Nettle.
Dead nettles or stinging nettles?
It just says nettle.
So probably all of the above.
Oak grass. Olive leaf.
I got
onion,
some of that.
Your mother's favorite.
Yeah, my mom's favorite, onions.
Yeah.
We got plenty of those growing around here.
All right, oregano.
Oregano.
This would be the real oregano, not the Mexican sage that they sell you at the in the grocery store as oregano flavor, you know, oregano seasoning.
Or the oregano they sell you when you go to buy marijuana and they give you oregano instead.
Right. So what's the difference
between
Oregon grape and grape?
That's a good question. That's probably just a different kind of grape.
Parsley?
Parsley.
That decoration they put on the plate next to your steak is an antibiotic.
There you go. Whoop, there it is. Whoop, there it is.
You want to read it?
Who, me? I'm still loading my truck.
Oh, okay, okay. Padiarco.
Oh, Padiarco. That grows in Florida like a weed, and it's good for the prostate, and I believe it's good for the libido, too.
Right, yeah, that's what it's typically sold for, is for the libido. Pennyroyal.
Pennyroyal. You do want to keep Pennyroyal away from dogs, though. Random. This isn't, like, consistent, but randomly it causes liver problems with dogs. But other than that, it's safe.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Okay, we got 90 seconds. Oh, no, that's a 90-second warning for Blog Talk Radio, but we actually got 15 more minutes. But that being said, we've got less than 10 podcasts left on Blog Talk Radio. So after we're done at Blog Talk, we fill up our time, then unless we get donations or something where we can afford to extend our time, you can find the rest of our podcasts at freefoodandmedicine.org. At that, you can also find our Facebook group there, our Discord there, and other various networks and whatnot as well. We also have a video site there, which I need to go and upload my videos there. If you or someone else wants to upload their Free Food and Medicine videos, they can upload them at freefoodandmedicine.org/videos. And we got a blog, which there's not much there on the blog, but our podcasts. You can listen to all of our podcasts, past, present, and future, at freefoodandmedicine.org. Okay, continue.
Perilla. Perilla, a.k.a. rattlesnake weed. I don't know a whole lot about it, but I just happen to be on the page. Pine gum resin.
All right. Pine gum resin.
Right, so basically pine pitch. If it's too bitter, for you, mix some sugar with it. Get some good natural raw sugar and just mix it in, and you'll have chewing gum for a little while till it dissolves and goes away.
There you go.
So this chewing gum you can swallow. Plantain.
Plantain.
Plantain is an antibiotic.
Cool. We love plantain.
Prairie dog?
Plantain is good for a lot of other things, too, but go ahead. What?
Prickly ash? Oh, prairie dog. Prairie dog after plantain.
Oh, okay. Ooh, I got to put these in the container.
Prickly ash?
Prickly ash.
Prickly pear cactus, which I mentioned a little earlier. The gel from aloe and from prickly pear cactus can be used to extract toxins from your body. You can apply it as a poultice, and it'll draw things right on out. All right. It's also an antibiotic, so I suppose take that lime and lather it all over your hand.
That being said, plantain mixed with, white oak bark make a poultice out of that, and it'll suck snake venom out of the skin. So if that'll work on snake venom, it might work on other infections and stuff, too.
All right. Strictly speaking, this isn't kosher, but they use pig fat for the very same thing.
There you go.
And
if you're not Jewish,
validity in it. There's probably validity to that because, pigs can be bitten by poisonous snakes. And that poisonous snake will be stuck in the side of the pig, and the pig isn't hardly even noticing.
Right.
Another pig comes up and eats the snake right off the side. So, Anyway.
So you should have two pigs. Sassafras.
Right. Yeah, pigs eat snakes. Seaweed. Any seaweed is a good antibiotic. Sourberry.
Who berry?
Sourberry.
Sourberry.
Spearmint.
What about raspberries?
You know, I'm sure she's antibiotic.
Okay, carry on.
Friend of ours goes by that name. Spearmint. So your double mint spearmint gum is antibiotic. Yeah, no. Only if they're using real spearmint.
Oh, I gotta put this in there first.
Even as they are. But if they are, there you go. Stevia is antibiotic.
Stevia?
Stevia.
Cool. But you want the green stevia, not the white stevia. White stevia is not much better than white sugar.
Ah.
It's better.
And it doesn't give me the hit.
Right.
So,
it's basically, it's just processed stevia, but it doesn't have as much nutrients in it. So you want the green stevia.
Right. So we take the pine gum resin, mix it with spearmint and stevia, and we have ourselves some antibiotic gum.
Boom, shakalaka.
Hey, your red lemons are an antibiotic.
I'm sorry, what?
Your red lemons are an antibiotic.
Oh, sumac.
Sumac. Sumac is an antibiotic.
I like the fragrant sumac the best.
Right. They don't produce as many berries, but their berries have more taste. And they come earlier in the year. And then around here, the next one to usually come to head is the staghorn. And I don't know its real name. I just call it smooth sumac. It looks like the staghorn, except the berries don't have any fuzz on them. So I call it smooth sumac. And it's usually toward the mid-fall that it's comes to fruit. All right. But the plant's edible. So I suppose you could use the leaves or whatever. This time of year, the new shoots coming out of the ground, if you have a sumac plant and you cut it off at the ground last month, this month will send up brand new shoots, and they'll probably be nice and thick. Cut those off and strip the bark off of them. All right, as long as they're soft and flexible, that stuff inside will be crunchy without being fibrous and fairly sweet. Not they are tasty. They're just not and they are sweet, but they're not sweet. They have a little bit of crunch to them. Now, if you let them get a little old and they're no longer flexible, they tend to have fibers in them. They're starting to make the wood fibers make them stick hard. Right? You want to catch them while they're still growing. But you can still do that with the ends. You know, the ends of the stems. The ends of the stems will always have some soft part to them. It's just this time of year is when you'll have the thickest bit that you can strip and eat. All right. Sweet Gale. And then Tansy.
Sweet Gale. Pansies!
And then tea tree.
Hey, there you go. Tea tree is good for
That might be a good addition to your thieves oil.
True. They do say that you can mix it to your own liking. You know, it's like you can add other things to it to make it better or more specific to, you know, different situations or different things, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But, and I do have some recommendations on my Thieves Oil webpage on oilsoftheearth.com. So there's other variations that you can do. But yeah, the one I listed is, from what I understand, the original blend was. But, and I've done a lot of homework, there was two blends. There's two major blends out there. I did a lot of homework, and I did select the one that I believe to be the most accurate one, but I could be wrong. But it works. A lot of people like it. I've been using it for years. People have been buying it from me for years. So I could go out and research the other variation again and post both variations on my website. But nonetheless, I picked the one that I determined to be the most accurate out of the two that is the most popular. But go on.
Okay, thyme, wild thyme.
Wild Trillium. Thyme.
Yes. Trillium, violet, wheatgrass, and yarrow. Violets are tasty. Violets are tasty. You know, pluck the flowers off, and eat those. You can eat the leaves.
Violets are blue.
Salad. Violets are blue. But honestly,
roses,
every violet ever seen is kind of the shade of purple.
Well, that's not how
right.
That's what the poem says. The poem says violets, roses are red, violets are blue.
Yeah, yeah. That's because they wanted to rhyme with I love you. Anyway, yarrow. Yarrow, dried yarrow and powdered. And it's really easy to powder it because the stuff, once it's dry, just touching it practically turns it to powder. You sprinkle that into a wound, and it will stop bleeding almost instantly. And
here
it's antibiotic. So that explains why it's also called, I forget his exact name, but I think it's like soldier grass and soldier weed, something like that. But soldiers literally pick it in the field, jam it into their wounds, and it would save them from losing a limb or whatever. You know, you'd get cut with a sword or shot with a bullet. You know, you pack that stuff into the wound, no infection. So,
right, it
yeah.
helps coagulate the blood and also prevents the infection. Go ahead, what?
I'm looking at inflammation. It's even longer. We are not going to make a dent in it, so we could probably save it till next week.
We
so
can
with
do
our
that.
Remaining 5 minutes before the recording ends, I'd like to finish up what I was saying about COVID-19, and I got to look into this. I'm going to find out what they really test for, but one of the things I just heard recently is what they're really testing for is they want to see what your oxygen levels are in your lungs, in your blood. Well, A, that tells me that they're not really testing for COVID-19. And for what you can do to save yourself from COVID-19 if you really got it. If it really exists, if you really got it, you need to increase your oxygen levels. Well, you can literally do that by doing breathing exercises.
True.
Some basic breathing exercises and do them. Increase your lung capacity. That would increase the oxygen levels in your blood. All right? And if
you
got COVID-19 is reducing your oxygen levels, increased oxygen levels will probably drive COVID-19 out.
Did you say yoga?
And,
I thought
well,
that was devil worship.
Yeah, yoga has many breathing exercises. Hatha yoga. And go
yeah, but yoga is
that.
Evil.
Well, there are some people who have religious whatever against yoga. There are other sources of information for breathing exercises. You don't necessarily have to be practicing the religion, if you think it's a religion, in order to do the physical exercise. Okay? So, yeah. Yes, we have a friend that thinks yoga is evil because, you know, this God-given thing called Kundalini by yoga. God
God gave you a contini, right? Whatever that is, right?
And, how do you know God gave it to us if you don't even know what it is?
Well, you know, it's. I understand it's supposed to be some energy that works its way up your spine. Well, God gave you that energy, right? Okay? So that was given to you by God. So if you think yoga is evil, they're playing around with a gift given by God, which is what most evil things do. They play around with gifts given by God. All right? So reject the evil, but accept the good. All right? God gave that gift. Use it. Okay? That's all I'm saying. Okay.
Just saying.
All right. So, we might want to tell people where to go and how to get there since we got 2 minutes before they cut off the recording.
I already did. Freefoodandmedicine.org.
Right. There you go. Yeah, well, you did it at the three-minute mark. And you might want to give the current advertiser, you know, the Thieves Oil guy.
Oilsoftheearth.com and/or DavidDavidAndDavid.com. And, of course, you know, and, of course, we want to put in a plug for Marcus Rothkranz. So go to freefoodandmedicine.com or freefoodandmedicine.net if you want to give us credit for it. I have a commission link for Marcus Rothkranz, and that would be freefoodandmedicine.net. But I'm not doing it for the money. Just the money helps. So if you don't want to give us credit, then just go to freefoodandmedicine.com and you'll bypass us and go straight to Marcus Rothkranz.
All righty. And that leaves us about a minute. All right. So,
well, that's a minute before Blog Talk cuts us off, but you can listen to the rest of the podcast at freefoodandmedicine.org.